Who killed Cock Robin? The case for war against Brazil to save the rainforest. Article written 14 May 2004. It is an amazing fact that the U.S. would go to war in Iraq just for oil, which will be gone worldwide within 45 years, whereas it will not go to war with Brazil to stop the destruction of the Brazilian rainforest. The Brazilians are destroying the Amazon rainforest, the greatest tropical rainforest in the world, at a rate of about 10,000 square miles per year. To date, they have destroyed about 16.5%, or about 264,000 square miles of the Amazon rainforest. The destruction continues at about 2% per year. The enormity of this criminal action is not the Holocaust-level killing of plants and animals. It is the fact that the Amazon rainforest is home to the greatest density of plant and animal species on the planet. Each year, the Brazilians are causing the extinction of tens of thousands of species. The results of this will affect the quality of life for all human beings from now for as long as mankind inhabits the planet. Politicians are put on trial for crimes against humanity if they cause the deaths of a handful of people, a killing of, say, 0.0000001 of the population. The Brazilians have caused the extinction of tens of thousands of species, and yet the modern world praises their development. Why is this? The Brazilian rainforest is home to much of the world's biodiversity, on which the human species is totally dependent for its survival and well-being. The oil does not matter a whit in the long term. It will all be gone in 50 years anyway. All that it brings is fuel for continued human overpopulation, industrialization, pollution, and global warming. It is amazing that the U.S. is spending billions of dollars and sending its sons and daughters to die in battle to obtain a resource that is causing the destruction of the environment and the extinction of mankind. This irrational behavior is analogous to a drug addict who cannot stop even though it is destroying his life, to the smoker who is dying of cancer or emphysema and cannot give up smoking, or to the person dying of cirrhosis of the liver who cannot stop drinking alcohol. What should be done with Brazil? Some people argue that they are a sovereign nation and have a perfect right to destroy the rainforest since it is theirs. Some Brazilians take umbrage at criticism from the U.S., pointing out that the U.S. has destroyed much of its virgin forest and most of its wild animals in most of its territory. For example, bison, numbering in the millions, used to roam the entire U.S. from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Timber wolves were hunted to extinction. So much for national sovereignty. It was a nice concept for a primitive, undeveloped world in which mankind could not do anything to affect the planet's biosphere on a macroscopic level. Anyway, as we have seen in Iraq, national sovereignty means nothing to the United States if it perceives that its interests are at stake. So why, since the U.S. will invade foreign countries to preserve its perceived interest, for example, Iraq, will it not invade Brazil when its future is crucially at stake and the biodiversity of the planet will be irreparably damaged for all future time by Brazil's irresponsible action? It appears that the answer is very simple: money. The U.S. has no objection to Brazil's converting the rainforest into money, since that can be used to buy U.S. goods. Moreover, the U.S. is pleased to use the hardwoods from the rainforest as raw materials to make more money. The U.S. can relate very well to Brazil's destruction of the Amazon rainforest. At the present time, the U.S. is allowing 3 million immigrants to enter the U.S. each year, 1 million legal and 2 million illegal. It has been estimated that for each new immigrant, 1 acre of natural land is permanently destroyed to make room for more houses, roads, schools, hospitals, and other facilities. So 3 million immigrants a year means that 3 million acres of natural land are destroyed every year. 3 million acres is about 4,400 square miles. In other words, the U.S. is destroying its natural land at a rate comparable to the rate at which Brazil is destroying its rainforest. Birds of a feather, one might say. The more immigrants we have, the greater the destruction of nature and the lower the quality of life for the average American. The quality of life has dropped tremendously for the average American since 1950, as the population has soared from about 150 million to close to 300 million. Why would the U.S. do this? Destroy its natural land and reduce the quality of life for the average citizen? The only reason the U.S. wants more immigrants is to increase its gross national product, that is, to make more money for the wealthy. Why would Brazil destroy its Amazon rainforest? It is destroying the natural habitat on which its indigenous people once thrived. Once again, the answer is the same: for the money. Brazil is cutting down its rainforest to export lumber to the rest of the world. Brazil is clear-cutting and burning what it doesn't log to plant crops and raise cattle that it sells for money. The fact that it is destroying the habitat for its indigenous peoples and causing the extinction of millions of species is not a concern. In both cases, the U.S. and Brazil, the fact that species are made extinct is not a consideration. The fact that the planet's biosphere will be ruined for all time to come is not a consideration. The fact that future human generations may be extinct or exist forever on an impoverished planet is not a consideration. The only consideration is how much money can be made today. Why is it that no one moves to take out Brazil and save the rainforest? The reason is that to date, everyone in power is in the game just for the money, and just for the money today. The situation will not change until a significant number of people in power decide that they want to save their planet from destruction, and the people presently in power are all for the money. Not one national leader is calling for a reduction in gross national product, or in standard of living, or in population. Not one head of a major corporation is calling for reduced production. Not one head of a major international organization is calling for a reduction in consumption, material standards of living. All are calling for more production, more industrialization, and higher standards of living. The problem is that the current world order is committed to industrialization, globalization, and large human population. Their god is mammon, not Gaia. Their god is civilization and economics, not nature. So who killed Cock Robin? Was it the Brazilians who destroyed their own rainforest by selling the lumber from it and the crops and cattle from it for money? Or was it the people all over the world who bought Brazilian hardwood trees, Brazilian coffee, Brazilian airplanes, and Brazilian cattle? Who is the guilty party? The one who sells its heritage for 30 pieces of silver, or the one who pays 30 pieces of silver for the lumber and the crops? Does it matter? No. Both the buyer and the seller share in this evil transaction to permanently destroy Earth's biodiversity. All that really matters is that the species, once extinct, are lost to us and the rest of the planet's web of life forever. If we should take out Brazil and Guyana and Gabon and Cameroon and Congo and Uganda and the Central African Republic and any other country harboring large threatened forest for selling its forest, then we should take out the rest of the civilized world for buying it. Note, as I have stated on many occasions, I am not suggesting or encouraging or promoting war. I believe that global war will occur, and within this decade, as global oil production starts to decline, and that the destruction of the Earth's biodiversity will stop at that point. See many of my other writings for more on this. This sketch is concerned with moral arguments, not with promoting war. No, no one will move to take out Brazil to save the rainforest. The powers that be want to continue to destroy it, to convert it to money as fast as possible. The U.S. will continue to convert its topsoil to money, and the Brazilians will continue to convert their rainforest to money. Japan will continue to decimate global fish stocks. The current world nations are all complicit in this destruction of nature. The problem is the current system of planetary management, which is based on industrial production and economics. The destruction will stop when this system is replaced, and not before. A printed copy of this article may be found on the internet at the Foundation website, http:// www.foundationwebsite.org.